Good afternoon, everyone. We're very happy to have you with us on Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. Pastor Ron, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Dwight. Good Friday afternoon. It's good to be with you, man. Don't we enjoy these sessions?
I'm telling you, it really, it just stirs us up.
It does.
I mean, when you start having a conversation about the living Word of God.
Yeah.
Full of God's breath, full of God's life. I mean, there's not a bad part in it.
Yeah.
And if you start thinking about it, talking about it, meditating on it, focusing on it, you can't think the way you were, talk the way you were, live the way you were as more of it gets written on your heart.
Exactly. It'll transform even the hardest situations, the hardest problems. Man, when you get to thinking about the goodness of God, His care for us, His love for us, it will definitely transform you or the situation one.
And when we exactly right, and the world that we're living in the last several months, where things just kind of change by the hour.
Wow,
it's good to know that God does not change and
right.
His Word does not change. In fact, we're going to be talking about what's happening in our community, in our state, in our country, in our world today, as a matter of the topic that we're going to cover, Pastor Ron. We're going to be talking today about a practical matter. And get God's perspective on it, the Word of God's perspective on it. We're going to be talking about living fear-free in a COVID world.
Wow.
Living fear-free in a COVID world. When every message is coming to us all the time, and it seems like now more than ever, those messages are fear messages, anxiety messages, worry messages, pressure messages. You know, I was the other day, I was walking my dog in the park, I saw a fellow I hadn't seen in a long time. He was walking his dog. We were walking toward each other. Hadn't seen him in a few months. We just had passed and crossed. And before he even said, hello, how you doing? Have a great day. He said, well, we got 1,000 COVID cases in Putnam County. I mean, those first words out of his mouth. That's what we want to talk about,
man.
Which stimulates fear. So elaborate.
Dwight, you know, we are living in a different time, a different world. And I just want to speak to our listening audience and just encourage you that if you're dealing with fear, you're not alone. I mean, none of us are exempt from this. And like you said, Dwight, I mean, it's being thrown at us from every angle because I think the reason it is because people are afraid. You know, they don't have answers. They don't know what to do. Even the top professionals, we see them floundering about answers about things, and you know that's understandable. They cannot be God, but I just want to say, if you're dealing with fear, you know, and which don't feel alone, because many of us are. But Dwight and I today want to just stress some answers that will help you. You know, Dwight, this goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve were afraid, and the scripture says when they got afraid, they hid themselves from God. And a lot of times, you know, you get people that are dealing with this fear about the COVID virus, and they're thinking about, how can I protect my family? What can I do? How can I make it through? Do I wear a mask? Do I not wear a mask? What and how do I function here? And, you know, Dwight, one of the things that we must do is we must stand against fear. The issue here is not really whether you do any of that stuff. And I tell our folks at Living Hope Church, if you feel comfortable wearing a mask and you need to wear a mask, wear a mask. There's no issue there about wearing a mask. But we cannot either wear a mask or not wear a mask. We cannot live life in fear. And, you know, our community, fortunately, you know, we have not had a lot of deaths here in regard to the COVID virus. There have been deaths, and we grieve with those families, and one death is one too many. But Dwight, I think a lot of the fear and anxiety that we have could be stopped by realizing that faith and fear are directly opposite of each other. You know, if we're operating in fear and anxiety and worry, we're not operating in faith. And if we're pressured, if we feel the anxiety, if we feel the fear, I know you've written a book called The Relax Factor, and I would encourage you, Dwight Henry has a book called The Relax Factor. It's on Amazon.com. If you need help with this, go to that. I'm not just plugging this book. I'm telling you, it's a very timely tool in regard to the way we're having to live now and all that we're having to deal with in our culture. But Dwight, faith, and if we could just realize this, no matter what we're doing here, faith and fear are the exact opposite. You know, you can wear a mask in faith, or you can wear a mask in fear. You can go around trying to live your life and protect your family and your children in faith, or you can do that in fear. Mm. You know, we need to be thinking about how to protect our children, how to protect our family, how to be wise. Jesus said, you know, to be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. And so it's not that we don't need the wisdom, it's that we don't need the fear.
Wow,
we
good.
Don't need to operate in fear. And when we realize that faith and fear are opposite of each other, then hopefully we can start turning some things around.
Hey, we're glad you're with us on this Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We're talking today on Local Matters about living fear-free in a COVID world. I love what you just said, Pastor Ron, because really, as we plummet the depths of that, it's not just mask. It's not just social distancing.
Right.
It's not just vaccine. It's not even COVID, really. It's deeper than that.
Yes, it is. It's
a spiritual matter.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it has to do with COVID-19 or anything else, the real issue is a spiritual issue here, and that spiritual issue is the spirit of fear, which we know God says, I'm not giving you a spirit of fear,
but
of love and power and a sound mind.
And Dwight, you know, one of the things we see is in all of God's word, I have never researched this, but I've heard it said that 365 times the word of God says, fear not. And somebody said to me one time, that's a fear not for each day of the year.
Except for leap year.
Yeah. I think one would probably go with that.
Yeah, that's right.
But
I've heard that too. I've not researched, but I've heard that.
But I've heard that. And I believe that's true. And you know, but Dwight, fear is actually sweeping our nation.
Yes.
In regard to COVID. And there have been other viruses, there have been other attacks, there have been other things in regard to that, but I agree with you 100%. Even though these are actual physical symptoms, people are actually physically dying, the root of this issue is a deep-rooted spiritual problem. And, you know, one of the things that I've discovered, you know, we talked about faith versus fear and realized that faith and fear are opposite. But, Dwight, if you don't label fear, if you don't label it, you know, we cover it with words like panic, anxiety, stress, whatever, but we really need to learn to label it.
Yeah.
When we label
it,
give it a name. When we label this as fear, and you know, I want our listening audience to know, please hear our hearts here. We are not trying to be holier than thou. That is not what we're doing here at all, because, you know, we deal with fear. We've had to deal with it. We deal with it. But the Lord over the years has taught us some ways and some avenues here to deal with fear. And two of the things that I mentioned is label it. You know, and then recognize that faith and fear are opposite. And if you're operating in fear, which is, we kind of mask it with anxiety, we say, I'm anxious, I'm stressed out over this, or, you know, different, I've had panic over this or whatever. We try to mask it with words other than fear. Label it. Use the word fear, because every time you acknowledge, wait just a minute, I'm in fear, then you recognize, okay, wait just a second here. If I'm in fear, I've got to start changing my thinking and repent and think the way God thinks about this and turn around and put my trust and my rest in Him and begin. And it doesn't happen instantaneously, but you can begin to break. It doesn't happen. It takes a while to get to the pattern of learning to break fear. So you just have to learn. Start that process immediately by labeling it.
Oh, that's really rich. And, you know, we hear that word fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real.
Uh-huh.
You know, oftentimes, Pastor Ron, the thing that we, you know, and it's the COVID thing now, but, you know, if we don't learn to defeat fear in our spirits and our hearts now by doing some of the things that you just talked about, then when COVID comes and goes, something else is going to be there to rob us of our present, to rob us of our joy. So the issue is learning to defeat fear.
Yes. And, you know, Dwight, finding that, you can find comfort in your friends, your family. You know, you can begin to share some of these truths that we're given with you know, in ways with your children. And so our goal here is to break that power, to break the power of fear. But you know, one of the things Jesus said, he said, fear starts in our heart. And so he said, let not your heart be troubled. And you know, one of the things that does, Dwight, when he said that, it empowers us not to do it. When he said, let not your heart be troubled, that word itself gives us the empowerment to not let our heart be troubled. But also in that word, he gives us a distinct choice about whether or not we operate in fear. And we have to ask ourselves the question, if we operate in fear over COVID and we're all bound up like you were in fear, maybe can't even get out of bed, maybe can't function, we have to ask ourselves this question, is there a secondary benefit for that fear? Is that fear keeping us from being courageous, keeping us from following through, keeping us from doing things that we need to do for our family, for our friends, for our community? Is that fear binding us up so that we can't function? And like you were in that bed, you found a promise of God about fear that helped you to overcome that fear. And like we said, it's not instantaneous. But guys, one of the things I really want our listening audience to hear is fear will cripple you. Fear will dominate your mind. Fear will get a hold of you to the point that you cannot function. So we have to get a hold of this fear.
Hey, we're glad you're with us this Friday afternoon. I'm Dwight Henry along with Pastor Ron Allen. We're talking today about living fear-free in a COVID world. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
We're back on Local Matters. Happy to have you with us. Pastor Ron Allen and I are talking today about living fear-free in a COVID world. And we're going basically, you know, I love what you say, Pastor Ron. I hear you from time to time say, faith does not deny reality. Faith changes reality.
Yes.
We're not minimizing this whole COVID thing. You know, people are really sick. We've really had some deaths here in our county. We're not saying it doesn't exist. We're not saying it's not serious. But what we are saying is that through God's word, which never changes, we can be set free from the fear of that or anything else that comes our way.
There's a comfort, Dwight. You know, one of the things I've discovered about God, first off, good Lord, I pray that our listening audience don't think this thing is sent from God. If you do, you really need to repent and realize that God is the author of good and perfect gifts. But nevertheless, you know, one of the things that I've discovered is that God is the God of all comfort. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, it talks about him being the God of all comfort and the Father of mercies. Well, if he's the God of comfort, he's obviously not going to be the God that sends it or creates the problem. So we realize whatever giant we're facing, whatever situation we're facing, which this COVID thing is a giant, man. It's a huge giant across the world and really across our country, especially. We love, concerned about the world and love that, but we have to think about America, the economy, the deaths, just the sickness that people are enduring. You know, my sister-in-law had COVID. She was in hospital for 3 weeks. A respirator, finally got off that, was in rehab for 2 weeks. I mean, and then weeks and weeks and weeks of her life were just hurt and put on hold because of this. And so we see the effects of it are real. But We cannot allow fear to dominate us. We cannot allow fear to take control of our minds. We have to be people that say, we're going to stand up to this fear. And when Jesus said, you know, he said in John 16:33, he said, in the world, you will have tribulation, which we're having that right now. But he said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And so that these scriptures that we're saying, we're not trying to be holier than thou or anything like that. We're just saying there is hope and comfort in God's word that got you out of your situation, that got you out of that. And I've heard you say it was like you were just in a dark pit or a dark hole before that you just didn't know how to get out of. And God supernaturally showed you this one word. I know I've heard you say it looked like it came up off the Bible in 3D to you.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And it brought the doorway or the gateway of deliverance from that fear to you. And so we're encouraging you right now. If you, maybe you don't know the Lord, maybe you've never experienced Christ in your life. It's very simple. You pray and you just say, Lord, you know, I come to you. I believe that you are Lord. I believe that God raised you from the dead and I receive you into my heart. You know, you don't have to spend the rest of your life confessing all your sins because you can't remember them all. The scripture didn't say to confess your sins.
By the time you remember, you committed two more.
Yeah, you committed two more. So it didn't say to confess all your sins. It said to confess the Lordship of Jesus over your life. And so, Dwight, one of the things I'm discovering in this COVID virus is I'm discovering more and more how to let the Lord shepherd me.
Ooh,
how to let him good. Be my shepherd. You know, when that fear tries to come on me, and it does. I mean, I'm not denying it. It does. When that fear tries to come on me, I just kind of come back and wait, we're slowing down here. There's things that I may need to do. There are things that I may need to buy a mask. You know, I may need to do certain things. I may need to go somewhere immediately and wash my hands. But the thing of it is, I'm not going to run like I'm afraid. I'm not going to be, even if I feel fear, Dwight, I will make myself slow down and walk to go wash my hands.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just not going to allow fear to dominate me to do something. I'm going to do it by faith. I'm going to wash my hands by faith. I'm going to put that mask on by faith. I'm going to do social distancing by faith. And when faith is in operation, Dwight, one of the great things about it, the scripture says in 1 John chapter 4, I think it's down around about the 18th or 19th verse, perfect love cast out fear. And what that basically means is God loves you perfectly, and that perfect love of his, if you will let him, will soothe and cast out all that fear.
You know, I used to read that verse, Pastor Ron, and I think, well, that's the reason I'm having this problem, because I don't love God perfectly. It has nothing to do with my love for God.
No, it has
everything with God's love for me, and he loves me perfectly. I think of a couple of things that rise to my thinking while you're talking there, then I'd love to hear you address them. Number one, you know, when that fear, what I'm learning, and it still happens. I mean, this was years ago that I'm talking about, but it still happens. When that fear, when that pressure starts to rise, when that worry starts to come, I've learned to deal with it quickly.
Yes.
Yes. As Barney Fife would say, nip it in the bud.
Yeah.
You've got
yeah.
to deal. Because if you give fear 10 seconds, it'll take 10 minutes.
Yep.
If you give it 10 minutes, it'll take a day. If it'll take a day, it'll take 2 weeks. And then you're just caught right back up. You've got to deal with it instantly. And so what I've just got some fallback verses. When I feel pressure rising up in that spirit of fear that's still out there, I say, whoa. God, the word says, Isaiah 26:3, that will keep me in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on
yes.
me. I thank you, Father, that my mind's on you. I'm thinking about you, meditating your word, and you said you'd keep me in perfect peace. And if you talk like that and think like that and believe like that, you can't have faith and fear at the same
That's
time.
That's right.
Your
That's
mind
right.
will exactly. change, and you'll move. The second thing I think about is, I knew that Jesus paid the price for my sins, but what I learned was about the completed work of Jesus Christ. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes were healed. Jesus already carried all that.
Yeah.
He carried and paid for our cares, worries, anxiety, stress, fear. He carried that at the same time he carried our sins.
Yes.
So if I decide that I'm going to live in fear and worry and anxiety, then Jesus has just wasted his work for me in that part of the work. And I'll die and go to heaven.
Right.
A saved man, but still full of fear, while Jesus has already done all that. Right. And when I began to learn that, it was so helpful to me.
Well, you know, Dwight, that is the epitome of pride when we say, you know, Dwight, I don't know what to do about all this. I mean, I really, in my heart, I think this is the biggest thing probably the world has ever faced. I really do, in regard to just the fear of death, dying, sickness, and disease. I don't know what to do, but you know what? The one on the inside of me knows what to do. The Lord knows what to do. He's the shepherd. And I think the key here to why, when you said nip it, is slowing our minds down.
Yeah.
Just slowing down immediately when we sense fear of COVID, when we sense fear maybe for our children. Slowing our minds down immediately. And just, if you have to just sit down somewhere for a moment and say, Lord, I just need your wisdom here. The scripture says, ask for wisdom and God will give you that wisdom. And his perfect love for us, Dwight, in that, it doesn't matter. I'm not encouraging you to go out and mess up now, so listen to me. But it doesn't matter if you just messed up, if you just made a big mistake, if you just had a great failure, if you just had a sin. God is still loving you perfectly and he will still help you. He will still care about you. I was just reading recently about the Old Testament, and I don't want to take all of our time, but I was reading about Gomer and Hosea and how, you know, he married her as a prostitute and she was married to him and had two or three kids. And then she left him again and went out into prostitution, I think two or three times. And he took her back and loved her. And she said, the third time, I think it is, she said, I will be your slave. And he said, no, I'll be your husband. Meaning that the grace and the love of God was there for her even when she failed. And so we have to realize, folks, it doesn't matter. God loves you perfectly in his perfect love. Like you said earlier, it's not about your perfect love. We can't love perfectly. We're not that good. But God can, because he is that good. And if we allow him to, that perfect love will cast out that fear. But we're going to have to, Dwight, get in that love in a hurry. Believe that love in a hurry. We either have a choice. We can either believe in fear or have faith in the love of God.
Yeah. We're glad you're with us today. I'm Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We're talking about living fear-free in a COVID world. And I think about that verse you mentioned. It says 365 times in the Bible.
Yeah.
And I've not researched it, but it says fear not, 365. There's a verse in Philippians, Pastor Ron, says, be careful for nothing.
Wow.
Don't let anything get you full of care or fear. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
Yep.
Be careful for nothing, prayer, supplication. Thank God before you see the answer, with thanksgiving. Yep. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You can be peaceful in the middle of COVID or whatever else is going on, because the force of peace will keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus.
You know, there's a witness to that in the scriptures in Mark chapter 5, there was a head of the synagogue that came to Jesus and said, my daughter is sick, will you come pray for her? Jesus said, sure, I'll come pray for her. Well, on the way there, some woman stopped him on the way and took up all his time, but she was healed. And then some people came from Jairus' house and said, don't trouble Jesus anymore. Your daughter is dead. And so immediately Jesus told Jairus, he said, fear not, only believe. Fear not, only believe.
Yeah.
And the rest of the story is he went to Jairus' house. He raised the little girl from the dead. But the thing that we see is during the troubled time, during the hard time, when the lightning struck, when the storm came, Jesus told Jairus, fear not. And Dwight, it resulted in the resurrection or the healing of his daughter. And I think, how many times can we be spared if we will just stay in faith, stay in the love of God? Don't let fear cripple us. Don't let fear get a hold of our minds. And I'm growing in that, and I know you are too.
Pastor Ron, we've got about a minute left, but I want, and you share your heart about this, you know, this COVID thing will come and go, but this real issue is a spiritual issue in terms of fearing not. But I want our audience to know that even in the middle of this, and we're not denying the reality of it, but God has provided a way for his children to walk in peace every day.
Yes, and that is absolutely his will. And if you're dealing with fear, let's just pray with you right now. Father, we ask you for the comfort of your spirit to be on our listening audience, that there would be no fear, no confusion, no worry in their lives. Lord, we thank you and we bless you for helping our community to live in peace and to be at peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Living fear-free in a COVID world.
Amen.
Wow, we can always go to the Word of God.
Yep.
We don't have to be puppet to our circumstances or what's going on around us. We don't have to use terms like I have good days and bad days or I'm under so much stress or whatever else. We fall back on the Word of God, which never changes.
Amen.
Whew.
Amen.
Been fun.
Well, this has been rich, Dwight.
Absolutely. Join us again same time next week for Local Matters.